Matt Gunderson, Senior Vice President for Business Growth and Strategic Relations, Farmers National Company.
We have seen some land values. I think with interest rates going up, the thought they would start to moderate or come back a little bit. It doesn't seem like that's been the case this fall.
You know, it hasn't. There's still quite a bit of cash sitting out in the country for things. You're hearing, depending upon where you're at, some widely variable yields, but there's still some really good solid yields out there. Prices have been holding fairly decent, and so that's creating a lot of cash out in the country, and they're turning around and redeploying that cash into a hard asset, and that's land.
We've got obviously some specialty crops with sugar beets and potatoes. Does that help accelerate that?
It absolutely does. When you can look at a crop rotation perspective and the more crops you can add into your rotation from a land ownership perspective, the more attractive that land's going to be from a purchase side, because we can figure out within a crop rotation what's the best ones to work in based upon market conditions.
Matt, what's that mean as far as land rents going into 2024?
You know, so even when we look at where we're sitting at back in a normalized interest rate environment for things, we're still looking at cash rents holding steady for the most part for where that's at, because there's still those opportunities, especially as you just alluded to, in terms of where you've got multiple crops out there for things. It's creating a pretty steady cash rent market for 2024.
One of the headline stories over the last year or so has been the whole idea of foreign ownership of land. We've seen it just about every state legislature get into this, Congress as well. From your business, how big of an issue is it?
You know, we don't see it from our perspective hardly at all in terms of things with that. You know, China has been the headline grabber, of course, on that. If you look at the American Foreign Ownership Database, AFIDA, with things, it comes out. China's 18th on the list. They own 0.7%. Now, it's still some acres, absolutely, with that. You look at what type of regime is over there, type of a thing, and how they conduct things, and that still is concerning for it. But on a big picture across the U.S. agriculture perspective, it's still small, but it's still something that's certainly going to grab some headlines. It still needs to be watched and monitored.
So who would be the biggest foreign owners? Canada, probably?
Yep, Canada comes in at one. Great Britain is up there as well on some things with it. And so those are kind of the big two that come with it. What do you take into account when you talk about that from a foreign land ownership perspective? Folks in our industry automatically think agriculture, but also don't forget about the timber industry and timber and the Canadian timber mills coming across and picking up and buying U.S. timber mills and then picking up acres along the way with it. That's where we're seeing some of that come from. A lot of that is timber acres.
Great information as always. Matt Gunderson with us again from Farmers National Company.